With Vasetta, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying in a forest near Icchānangala. Now at that time, several very well-known, well-to-do Brahmins were residing in Icchānangala. They included the Brahmins Chunky, Taruka, Pokarasati, Janusoni, Todeya, and others. Then as the Brahmin students Vasetta and Bharadwaja were going for a walk, they began to discuss the question of how one is a Brahmin. Bharadwaja said this, "When you're well born on both your mother's and father's side, of pure descent, irrefutable and impeccable in questions of ancestry, back to the seventh paternal generation, then you're a Brahmin." Vasetta said this, "When you're ethical and accomplished in doing your duties, then you're a Brahmin." But neither was able to persuade the other. So Vasetta said to Bharadwaja, "Master Bharadwaja, the ascetic Gotama, a Sakyan gone forth from a Sakyan family, is staying in a forest near Icchānangala. He has this good reputation. That blessed one is perfected, a fully awakened Buddha, accomplished in knowledge and conduct, holy, knower of the world, supreme guide for those who wish to train, teacher of gods and humans, awakened, blessed. Come, let's go to see him and ask him about this matter. As he answers it, so we'll remember it." "Yes, sir," replied Bharadwaja. So they went to the Buddha and exchanged greetings with him. When the greetings and polite conversation were over, they sat down to one side and Vasetta addressed the Buddha in verse. "We're both authorized masters of the three Vedas. I'm a student of Pokarasati, and he of Taruka. We're fully qualified in all the Vedic experts teach. As philologists and grammarians, we match our teachers in recitation. We have a dispute regarding the question of ancestry. For Bharadwaja says that one is a Brahmin due to birth, but I declare it's because of one's actions. O seer, know this as our debate. Since neither of us was able to convince the other, we've come to ask you, sir, so renowned as the Awakened One. As people honour with joined palms the moon on the cusp of waxing, bowing, they revere Gotama in the world. We ask this of Gotama, the eye arisen in the world. Is one a Brahmin due to birth, or else because of actions? We don't know. Please tell us so that we can know a Brahmin." "I shall explain to you," said the Buddha, "accurately and in sequence, the taxonomy of living creatures, for species are indeed diverse. Know the grass and trees, though they lack self-awareness. They're defined by their birth, for species are indeed diverse. Now there are bugs and moths, and so on, to ants and termites. They're defined by their birth, for species are indeed diverse. Know the quadrupeds too, both small and large. They're defined by their birth, for species are indeed diverse. Know too the long-backed snakes crawling on their bellies. They're defined by their birth, for species are indeed diverse. Next, know the fish whose habitat is the water. They're defined by their birth, for species are indeed diverse. Next, know the birds flying with wings as chariots. They're defined by their birth, for species are indeed diverse. While the difference between these species are defined by their birth, the differences between humans are not defined by their birth. Not by hair, nor by head, not by ear, nor by eye, not by mouth, nor by nose, not by lips, nor by eyebrow, not by shoulder, nor by neck, not by belly, nor by back, not by buttocks, nor by breast, not by genitals, nor by groin, not by hands, nor by feet, not by fingers nor by nails, not by knees nor by thighs, not by colour nor by voice. None of these are defined by birth as it is for other species. In individual human bodies you can't find such distinctions. The distinctions among humans are spoken of by convention. Anyone among humans who lives off keeping cattle know them, Waseta, as a farmer, not a Brahmin. Anyone among humans who lives off various professions know them, Waseta, as a professional, not a Brahmin. Anyone among humans who lives off trade know them, Waseta, as a trader, not a Brahmin. Anyone among humans who lives off serving others know them, Waseta, as an employee, not a Brahmin. Anyone among humans who lives off stealing know them, Waseta, as a bandit, not a Brahmin. Anyone among humans who lives off archery know them, Waseta, as a soldier, not a Brahmin. Anyone among humans who lives off priesthood know them, Waseta, as a sacrificer, not a Brahmin. Anyone among humans who taxes village and nation know them, Waseta, as a ruler, not a Brahmin. I don't call someone a Brahmin after the mother or womb they came from. If they still have attachments, they're just someone who says, sir. One with nothing, by not grasping. That's who I call a Brahmin. Having cut off all fetters, they have no anxiety. They've got over clinging and are detached. That's who I call a Brahmin. They've cut the strap and harness, the reins and bridle too. With crossbar lifted, they're awakened. That's who I call a Brahmin. Abuse, killing, caging, they endure these without anger. Patience is their powerful army. That's who I call a Brahmin. Not irritable or stuck up, dutiful in precepts and observances, tamed, bearing their final body. That's who I call a Brahmin. Like rain off a lotus leaf, like a mustard seed off the point of a pin, sensual pleasures slide off them. That's who I call a Brahmin. They understand for themselves in this life the end of suffering, with burden put down, detached. That's who I call a Brahmin. Deep in wisdom, intelligent, expert in the variety of paths, arrived at the highest goal. That's who I call a Brahmin. Socializing with neither householders nor the homeless, a migrant without a shelter, few in wishes. That's who I call a Brahmin. They've laid down the rod against creatures firm and frail. They don't kill or cause to kill. That's who I call a Brahmin. Not fighting among those who fight, they're extinguished among those who've taken up arms. Not grasping among those who grasp. That's who I call a Brahmin. They've discarded greed and hate, conceit and denigration, like a mustard seed off the point of a pin. That's who I call a Brahmin. The words they utter are sweet, informative and true, and don't offend anyone. That's who I call a Brahmin. They don't steal anything in the world, long or short, fine or coarse, beautiful or ugly. That's who I call a Brahmin. They have no hope for this world or the next, free of hope, detached. That's who I call a Brahmin. They have no clinging. Knowledge has freed them of indecision. They've arrived at the culmination of the deathless. That's who I call a Brahmin. They've escaped clinging to both good and bad deeds, sorrowless, stainless, pure. That's who I call a Brahmin. Pure as the spotless moon, clear and undisturbed, they've ended desire to be reborn. That's who I call a Brahmin. They've got past this grueling swamp of delusion, transmigration. They've crossed over to the far shore, stilled and free of indecision. They're extinguished by not grasping. That's who I call a Brahmin. They've given up sensual stimulations and have gone forth from lay life. They've ended rebirth in the sensual realm. That's who I call a Brahmin. They've given up craving and have gone forth from lay life. They've ended craving to be reborn. That's who I call a Brahmin. They've given up human bonds and gone beyond heavenly bonds, detached from all attachments. That's who I call a Brahmin. They've given up liking and disliking. They're cooled and free of attachments. A hero, master of the whole world. That's who I call a Brahmin. They know the passing away and rebirth of all beings, unattached, holy, awakened. That's who I call a Brahmin. Gods, fairies, and humans don't know their destiny, the perfected ones with defilements ended. That's who I call a Brahmin. They have nothing before or after, or even in between. One with nothing by not grasping. That's who I call a Brahmin. Leader of the herd, excellent hero, great hermit and victor. Unstirred, washed, awakened. That's who I call a Brahmin. They know their past lives and see heaven and places of loss and have attained the end of rebirth. That's who I call a Brahmin. For name and clan are assigned as mere convention in the world. Arising by mutual agreement, they're assigned to each individual. For a long time, this misconception has prejudiced those who don't understand. Ignorant, they declare, that one is a Brahmin by birth. You're not a Brahmin by birth, nor by birth a non-Brahmin. You're a Brahmin by your deeds, and by deeds a non-Brahmin. You're a farmer by your deeds, by deeds you're a professional. You're a trader by deeds you are an employee. You're a bandit by deeds you're a soldier. You're a sacrificer by deeds you're a ruler. In this way, in accord with truth, the astute regard deeds. Seeing dependent origination, they're expert in deeds and their results. Deeds make the world go on. Deeds make people go on. Sentient beings are bound by deeds like a moving chariot's linchpin. By austerity and spiritual practice, by restraint and by taming. That's how to become a Brahmin. This is the supreme Brahmin. Accomplished in the three knowledges, peaceful, with rebirth ended, know them, Vaseta, as Brahma and Sakka to the wise. When he had spoken, Vaseta and Bharadwaja said to him, excellent, Master Gotama, excellent. As if he were writing the overturned or revealing the hidden, or pointing out the path to the lost, or lighting a lamp in the dark so people with good eyes can see what's there, Master Gotama has made the teaching clear in many ways. We go for refuge to Master Gotama, to the teaching, and to the mendicant Sangha. From this day forth, may Master Gotama remember us as lay followers who have gone for refuge for life.